It's quiz time. What are Indiana's state bird, state tree, and state flower? The answers ahead on This Moment of Indiana History. Presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, publishers of Skirting the Issue, Indiana's historic women artists. More information at indianahistory.org. Okay, here are the answers. The cardinal was adopted as the state bird by the 1933 General Assembly. The male is bright red. The female is brown with a dull red crest, wings, and tail. Cardinals remain in Indiana year-round. In 1931, the General Assembly adopted the tulip tree as Indiana's official state tree. Also known as the yellow poplar, it grows very tall and can be found throughout the state. The tree's distinctive leaves are featured in the border of the official Indiana state seal. The tulip tree gets its name from the lovely bell-shaped greenish-yellow flowers that appear in May or June. As for the state flower, from 1931 to 1957, the zinnia held the honor. But that changed in 1957 when the General Assembly adopted the peony. The peony blooms from late May to early June in various shades of red, pink, and white. It is cultivated widely throughout the state and is frequently used for decorating grave sites for Memorial Day. This Moment of Indiana History is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org. Support also comes from Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. With agents in every county in Indiana and only Indiana, we're part of your life. Insurance information available at 1-800-723-FARM.